This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hanlon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today. So you have yours truly. We do have a busy program, however, for you. We're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles not going to the White House today to celebrate a Super Bowl championship, sadly. And get your take on whether that was the right thing to do and by whom. Yesterday, we were invited to participate in a call with the White House. By the White House, and it was with the president regarding his first 500 days in office. And I asked a question about his proudest accomplishment, and he's still answering it. And this conference call was yesterday afternoon at like 2:30. The answer is still going, but we'll play as much as we can play of the answer. We would need, obviously, hours and hours and hours of the program. The president was unbelievable. It's just amazing to me. You, in this one answer, get everything you need to know about the President of the United States. And just the way he thinks and the way he operates. And it's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. In fact, in all seriousness, the answer was about 19 minutes. Okay? The President, in about 19 minutes, answering a question about, you know, the first 500 days. And his accomplishments, but I'm very confident any other president in recent memory would have taken about an hour to say the same amount of information. He just is like somebody shot him out of a cannon. It's unbelievable. So stay tuned for that. We'll have some snippets of that throughout the program. You need to know it. You need to hear it. You need to be able to converse about it. You really do. For one, you know, accomplishments are accomplishments. Now, again, if you support the president, you're going to think those are accomplishments. If you don't, you're not. But the point is, you know, all of these things have been done. Many in the media ignore them. Folks that suffer from Trump derangement syndrome ignore them. So, anyway. Also today on the program, Jeb Williams will be here. He's chief of the Wildlife Division for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. The deer gun license application deadline is this week to get yours in, so we're going to talk about that. Anything else you'd like to talk to Jeb about, welcome on the program. Also, somebody yesterday, one of our listeners, went to the trouble of sending me voicemail files from telemarketers that he's had on a do-not-call list for a long time, and he's just sort of fed up by it all. I have to find the email. But it was a ridiculous amount of calls that have come from telemarketers. And he's just fed up. We're going to talk to Peril Grossman from the Attorney General's office and talk a little bit about what you can do about all that and why this do not call list thing doesn't work. Let me start with the planned celebration today at the White House for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I have a White House source that tells me that Carson Wentz was not planning to attend and was one of the reasons, actually, that the event was canceled because evidently he and a number of other players decided to join some other players who planned a counter-protest at the Black History Museum. And so, you know, some people said, no, let's not do this. Nick Foles was one of them going to the White House, not joining in the counter-protest, and then the other one. Now, part of me feels bad for Carson Wentz. All the dynamics of having the season that he was having, getting injured, the team winning the Super Bowl, the camaraderie, your knees on the, you know, on the fritz, you're trying to get it better, you're thinking about, you know, how soon can I get back, and you got some players saying, hey, come on over here, we're going to go do this, and you want to keep that, you know, it's just too bad. He initially, I think, had the perfect answer for all this when it was first announced. He said he didn't see this as a political event. But evidently, in the end, decided to go to this counter-protest at the Black History Museum. For the first time, for the first time in a long time, I could say I'm disappointed in Carson Wentz. You know, just such a wholesome, all-American story. Way he's such a great faith leader, and maybe at his age we should say, look, you can be excused, right? You can't get every one of them perfect. So I'm not going to be super critical today, but I think it's unfortunate, and I think his first answer was the right one. You don't have to make everything political. If the President of the United States, the White House, and everything it stands for says, we honor you, Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, why do you have to say, well, he was the guy that was agitating against the NFL and didn't want players to kneel on the national anthem, therefore we're not going to go, we're not going to, yeah, I mean, come on. The president did cancel the event, and again, my sources directly from the White House tell me that came after a counter-protest was planned at the Black History Museum, which, imagine the optics of that. You'd have had media at the White House, you'd have had media over at the museum, you would have, you know, all of the antics of that. But I ask you, do you think Carson Wentz made the right decision? By joining his players at the counter-protest, the Black History Museum, or a wrong decision by not sticking with his first decision of saying this isn't political and I'll be at the White House? Or did Donald Trump make the wrong decision by canceling this? Should he have just been above it and said, all right, there's 10 guys coming. We'll be here with these 10 and 1,000 fans, and we'll honor the Eagles, and we'll ignore the other deal. It's sort of not in his DNA, but fair game for us to ask the question, should he have risen above it? What do you think? Tell me at 258-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number. It's actually not toll-free. It's a local telephone number. 701-258-0550. The 800 number is a little bit different. We had somebody yesterday dialing the wrong number for a long time and having a hard time getting through. 800-228-0550. Okay? You can text me today, too, at 701-367-2054. Jack sends a note saying, I'm getting sick of black people blaming white people for all of their problems. After all, it was their own relatives who sold their ancestors into slavery. Some of my ancestors were enslaved by the Mongols, but you won't hear me blaming Mongols for all my problems. Thanks for hearing me rant a little. I think there's a lot more to it than that, Jack. I think, and what I've said is a ginormous understatement. A lot more to it than that. But I hear you. I think, here's what I think is sad. I think anybody that feels as though they're a victim and lives their life as a victim and, wants to, put forward the argument that they've been treated poorly, I don't know what you gain by that. Versus carrying your cross and just going. Just going to the next thing, you know? Let's go out to Regent. Mark's on the phone. What's on your mind, Mark?
I just wanted to call you and tell you I think you're being pretty hypocritical giving Carson Wentz a complete pass for his political correctness or incorrectness. If that would have been Heidi, you'd rip her a new one.
Yeah, well, I guess a politician versus an NFL player, there's a little bit of a difference. But I'm not sure I'm being hypocritical because I'm disappointed in Carson. I said the first time I can remember that I've been disappointed in a decision he made. I'm sympathetic for probably the reasons that he ultimately did it, but I still am disappointed in him, Mark.
Okay. maybe it was merely a question of degree.
There you go. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call. Larry and Kildare, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. It's the Carson Wentz and the Washington visit, Matt. You know, it's a blow to my belief in Carson that he went the other way on this deal. You know, truly, you have to look at what President Trump has done for the black society in the United States, and one of them is the unemployment, you know. He's giving them a hand up. He's making sure they have that opportunity to go out there and work and earn. But a lot of people just want that handout, and they'll sit and cry and want more handouts. He, in return, says, hey, here, I'm going to give you a hand up, get you a job, and give you some pride and feel good when you get that paycheck. And I really thought that Carson would have considered that a little bit deeper. I don't know. Maybe he spent too much time in the big cities already. I don't know.
I'd like to hear his reasoning on it for sure. But I don't think whatever viewpoints you have, you don't set those aside. You can have them, do it however you want, but still go to the White House. You don't, you know, to me, this is just like kneeling for the national anthem. There's other ways to do it. Thanks, Larry.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Listening to this commercial could save you up to $2,000. I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too with my neighbor, Vince Webker, and I am looking at some of the best patio furniture that is made anywhere. And you, come on in, save up to $2,000. Look at your backyard. If that patio furniture has been there a while, replace it with the best. Why is this the best?
Well, it's commercial. It literally has been for 50 years commercial grade. It will last. It's a 15-year warranty. It's comfortable. I discovered this on my own. The more you spend on patio furniture, the more you're going to use it. It's just that good.
We had, you know, tables and chairs in the backyard for a long, long time. Not until we bought Tropitone with that fire table did we use it regularly. I mean, you'll use it a lot more because it's just a great environment.
Yeah, I think way more comfortable than your indoor furniture. So it's and it's built to last in our climate. It's not going to blow away with the wind. The cushions, if it pours, you don't have to bring those in every day. If it pours rain, they'll be drying literally in 15 minutes. And there's so many different styles and group sets, and you can design your own and pick out your own fabric, and it's kind of a fun process.
You won't want to leave the backyard all summer long. It's worth it. Come on in. Use the promo code ACE. Just tell them Scott sent you. You'll get up to $2,000 off. Tropitone patio furniture, the best of the best at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lots of game tables. Don't forget that. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And what's on your mind? Don't forget this weekend's the 29th annual Antique Farm Show at the Hawk Museum. That is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're still looking for some volunteers, which is a lot of fun. They get to participate in there, so call them at 370-3823 if you want to volunteer. Otherwise, get up there, take it all in. Parade's 4 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday. The food is fabulous in the Martha's Kitchen. Barbecue ribs Friday, prime ribs Saturday, fried chicken Sunday. And, of course, blacksmith school, ice cream parlor, old-time music, plowing, sawmill, thrashing, tons of kids' activities, plowing through the ages, craft show, flea market, old-fashioned candy store, great camping, unbelievable camping. And they have the shuttle service and hawkmuseum.org to check it out. They're about 4 miles east and 3 miles north of Wolford, about 23 miles south of Rolla, if you're trying to get your bearings on where exactly this are at. This is at. I just shared on my Facebook page their little poster with all the fun on it, too, so check that out. Also brought to you in part today by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ's a little tied up with a customer right now, so he said, Scott, tell you what, you tell him about my business. Well, I'd love to. You know, it can be sometimes a little challenging to complete your daily activities when your diesel truck or tractor's out of commission, right? Or on the fritz. Instead of taking it to a regular auto shop for repairs, bring it to a service center that specializes in diesel vehicles. It'll save you money and get you back on the road. That's DAC Diesel of Bismarck. They have expertise in diesel vehicles. The owner grew up in the auto repair trade, specifically working on diesel vehicles. 20-plus years for CJ to experience every job. He's constantly learning so he can continue to provide the most efficient service to his clients. So you can call him right now for an appointment at 210-0888. Don't put it off any longer. Call him right now. Get an appointment. 210-0888 or online at DACDiesel.com. All right, 22 past the hour, back on What's On Your Mind. Lots of calls waiting here. Here is, by the way, the first part of Donald Trump's answer to the first 500 days. So what are you most proud of? And he has a long answer.
Well, Bill, thank you very much, and it's an honor to be with everybody. We are all fans of each other. It's 500 days. It went very quickly. I will say we're winning. And we're winning actually like never before. What's happened is, and I just literally sat through an economic briefing, and they say this is virtually the best time economically in the history of our country. The numbers are the best they've been, the job numbers and everything else. I mean, every statistic. We've created about $7 trillion in wealth since the election. And, you know, trillion is a lot of, that's a lot of money. That's not a term you hear very often, and especially when it comes to our country, which was really heading in the wrong direction. As you know, if the other side won, I think instead of being up nearly 40%, we'd be down probably 40 or 50%. We were heading that way, and it was not a pretty direction. I just wanted to take a few minutes to update you on some of the really incredible numbers that we've all done together. None of it would have been possible without you and your support and your votes and your activism. And we're all united by these values that are very special. And, you know, everybody came out and they voted for Trump, and people said, well, they won't vote because they hadn't voted in years. Many great people hadn't voted because they never saw somebody that they wanted to vote for. And they definitely came out for us when we had our election, the big election day. And it's very important that they come out now for the midterm. Historically, they tend not to. They get a little complacent, I guess. Something happens and they tend not to. But it's going to be very important because they are angry. The other side is really, really angry. And they stoop to no lengths. It's an incredible thing that we're witnessing. They thought they were going to win an election, and they lost it by a lot. We had 306 and they had 223. I believe they had 223, and that's a lot in the Electoral College. That's a big victory.
The president is, as you can hear, that pace continues through the entire thing where he hits some real high points. We'll share more of them as we go throughout the program. Question we have on the table is, who's right? Donald Trump to say, all right, I'm not going to continue to host the Philadelphia Eagles when a handful of folks are coming and there's counter-protest going on. Is he right to cancel that, or should he have been, you know, above it? How about Carson Wentz? You disappointed in his decision not to attend? Again, this is a White House source. The only thing Carson Wentz has said on the record is that he didn't see this as a political event planned to go, but the White House learned that he and others were going to the Black History Museum, therefore the event ultimately was canceled. Are you disappointed in his decision to protest in that fashion? Couple of questions we're asking today on What's On Your Mind. Fred Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm very disappointed in Carson Wentz. I think that him doing what he did today is the equivalent of taking a knee for the national anthem. this whole thing of taking a knee is based on a false narrative, and that false narrative is that there's a systemic problem with police abusing black people in this country. That's what it's about. There is no systemic problem with that. That's what it's based on. And Carson is young, and he's made a huge mistake here. I hope that someday he'll look back on this and regret it and realize that he made a mistake. But he made it political. He said it wasn't political. He made it political by joining the protest. And the protest, make no mistake about it, is against police in this country, because the belief is that police are systemically abusing black people. And we know that's not true. There are some bad apples in the barrel, but it's just not a systemic problem. And that's what the protest is all about. I'm very disappointed in Carson Wentz.
Now, it's America. I'm sure you'd agree, Fred. And if people want to believe that there is the problem that they see with, the situation you just described, fine. Make that your cause. Go out there, protest in any way you see fit. But in the case of, using a White House event honoring the team to do it, or using the national anthem, that turned into an absolute disgrace to do what they did, and kneel for the national anthem. Did they have the right to do it? Absolutely. But it did not advance their cause in any way, shape, or form. So I don't begrudge them a viewpoint, even if it's wrong, because I agree with you. I think that they have incorrect data. They're choosing to look at it from a political standpoint rather than a factual data standpoint, but it's America. They could be wrong. I just wish they wouldn't do it.
But for Carson Wentz to buy into it, to me, is the equivalent of kneeling for the national anthem. I think that what he did today was take a knee symbolically, and yeah. I'm very disappointed with him, and I'll be interested to see whether or not he takes a knee in the upcoming season.
Yeah, I would like him to explain this, too. I don't... the last thing publicly that he said about this was he didn't see it as political. That obviously changed according to the White House. I'd like to have that confirmed from his side, or at least explained or whatever. But I'm with you. Appreciate the call. Killdeer, Maury, you're up.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed in Carson, but I wish he wouldn't have done either one. That would be my personal preference. But I look at it as this is his football family, so he was, he was supporting his football family. That's the way I view it. But, I am disappointed. But I wish he would have just done either one. So.
I hear you. This is where I gave him a little bit of a pass, saying that's a lot of unfair pressure on a young man, right? That
exactly.
He's got the dynamic of trying to, win back his spot, get his knee better. He's got teammates saying, I'm going to the Black History Museum. It still doesn't justify it, but I can understand the pressure he's under for sure. And he's young. He's, let's not forget that. Thanks, Maury. Appreciate the call. I'm RG and Stanley. You're next when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump disinvites the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles from a scheduled visit to the White House today. Here's more from USA Radio's John DeMaster.
The president saying it's because the team doesn't all agree that they should stand for the national anthem. The team had said they wanted to send a smaller group to the White House. The president, he said no, because the fans that wanted to be there deserve better. The fans are still welcome to attend that celebration of their Super Bowl victory, but the team team will not be there.
It's primary day in 8 more states today. Voters casting ballots in California, Alabama, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. The primaries will determine candidates for November's midterm elections, as well as for a variety of statewide seats. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Our trade deals where they're going to be fair and equitable, which they haven't been. We've created 3.4 million new jobs since Election Day, including 330,000 manufacturing jobs. Unemployment is down to 3.8%, the lowest level since the turn of the century. Unemployment among African Americans is the lowest level in history. Never been below 7, and now it's substantially below. In fact, we're going to crack 6. It's the lowest in history. Same thing with Hispanic unemployment is the lowest in recorded history. Unemployment for women is down to 3.6%, which is the lowest. It just came out, the lowest in nearly 65 years. I just saw that number for the first time just now. It just happened. Over 3 million people are off of food stamps. They went off of food stamps because they've got jobs. After years of stagnation and decline, wages are rising again. That hasn't happened in 20 years. If you remember during the campaign, I talked about the fact that people made more money years ago than they make now, and now they're working 2 and 3 jobs. Well, that's changing and changing fast. Small business optimism has reached its all-time highs, highest in recorded history. We just signed the biggest tax cut and tax reform in the history of our country.
This is the President of the United States yesterday on a call with grassroots supporters talking about the 500-day record. And, folks, it's this whole thing's like this. I'm playing you snippets of the thing. I could play the whole thing. He just absolutely, for 20 minutes, packs about an hour's worth of information into 20 minutes talking about all those data points. Good things for us to know. So thought I'd share a little bit of that with you. Asked the question, and the answer went on and on and on, but all very good data. So very interesting. Brought to you in part today on What's on Your Mind by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. And we have another item for the training calendar, the safety calendar, as a matter of fact. They are hosting, WSI, this is now, a webinar titled Return to Work, the Designated Medical Provider Program, and the benefits of the Return to Work Program, how to implement the Return to Work Program, what to do once an injury occurs, training requirements. Here's the date, June 13th. That's a week from tomorrow, 9 a.m. If you register, you go to the Training View, WSI's calendar at workforcesafety.com. You'll find it there. WSI is partnered with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program at STEP, grant to provide safety training classes. So more information on the June classes, again, WSI's calendars at workforcesafety.com. Get those on your calendar. All right, Margie and Stanley is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Margie.
Okay, I don't think we should be so hard on Carson Wentz. He had no choice. Now, he stated that it wasn't political, which meant that he wasn't against the president or against the United States. But if there was only 10 people going to show up, that meant 75% weren't. And if he gets back to being a quarterback, he's got to expect these other players to protect him.
So you think that this was a sort of a business decision, if you will? That
because he really had no choice.
Well, he had a choice. But his choice is if he's at the White House and sticks with his original decision that it's not political, then he said no to his teammates who evidently cooked up this idea for a Black History Museum, you know, protest at the last minute. You know, the only thing I'd say, Margie, and I hear you. I hear you. I do. And I'm sympathetic to him making the decision. But I started out by saying, so White House source had told us this. If in fact it's true, I'm disappointed in him. I'd like to hear more about his reason for doing it at some point. But life is full of tough choices, isn't it?
Well, like I said, if he's going to plan on being quarterback with that team, he can't go ahead and go against his teammates when 75% of them weren't going to go to the White House.
Yeah. All right, Margie, appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. I don't think you're alone. I think some other people are going to have a little bit of sympathy, although the majority of people I'm seeing online and calling so far today have not taken Carson Wentz's side in this. Galen Bismarck, how about you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm still a fan of Carson Wentz's, but Philadelphia Eagles went to one of them, tied with my top three teams. They just went to the cellar as a team. I'm still a fan of Carson Wentz. I'm disappointed in him for putting his politics and his business right up there where the politics took over so he could play with his teammates. And what the team decision was to only have 10 go to the White House, that has put them in the cellar. And I was going to go the last couple of years to my first pro football game, and I thought, I'm not going to spend $500 to $1,000 to watch people disrespect my flag. So now it's Patriots and the Vikings. I'm still a fan of those two teams, especially the Patriots, because they are true Patriots.
No Viking knelt. No Viking took a knee.
I'm still a big Vikings fan, but I was going to go to watch a game. But to this day, no Viking fan has taken a knee. What you're saying?
No Viking player. Nope, they didn't. Nope.
No, none of them did. Nope. You know, I'm going to go to a Vikings game this fall. I thought
I appreciate the call, Galen. I hear what you're wrestling with. I totally do. And I think the sad part of the Eagles choosing to turn this into a protest is they've reopened the wound of the whole, a year we dealt with of a player protest over the national anthem, in my mind.
Good.
So,
thank you. Good topic.
Thanks, Gail. Appreciate the call. Margie is wrong, says a texter. Carson has no moral fortitude. Another very disappointed in Carson. Nick Foles showed the respect of a true champion. I hope Nick is the starter this year. The White House was an invite. The museum visit is a protest. Shameful. You don't stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That is a poor excuse because he is young. He's an adult. True, it is. Yeah, I'm just trying to cut him a little bit of slack. The political decision made by Wentz has nothing to do with U.S. politics. His political decision is appeasing the very large individuals that protect him on the field and those that take the field against him, says another. Good morning, Scott. If you have a minute, could you perhaps shed some light on why the Koch brothers donated to Heidi Heitkamp's campaign? The Koch brothers did not donate to Heidi Heitkamp's campaign. The Koch brothers threw an entity that was known as the Americans for Prosperity Group, thanked her in a very small digital ad buy. We're talking about less than $1,000, it sounds like. And it's being made into something it's not. So they were supportive of legislation, as were others. Again, Heidi Heitkamp's going to vote correctly sometimes. I've said this idea that she somehow deserves a credit for, voting for a few things that are right, but never when her vote is needed is ludicrous to me. But anyway, they did not donate to her campaign. They do not support her campaign. They made that quite clear. They were thanking her for a particular vote. That's it. Question from a listener on that front as well. Where is that here? There we go. 800-228-0550. Let me take this call. It came in off the air. Just thought of it because of the text, and then I'll get back to the live callers here, too.
Hey, good morning, Scott. It's Tom up in Lake of the Woods. Listening to some ads from North Dakota Radio, I thought I'd better call and inform you in case you weren't aware that Heidi Heitkamp apparently is a very conservative candidate now, and it almost sounds like she's a running mate of Donald Trump. It may come as a shock to you based on her voting record. I guess my point in all this is, how come liberals find that they have to run as conservative Republicans in order to win, and then once, if they do win, obviously they revert back to their liberal voting ways, but it just seems kind of ironic that in order to win, they feel they have to run as conservative Republicans. I know that's no surprise to you. I just wanted to make that point this morning. Enjoy your show, as always. Have a good day.
Glad to have you listening up on the Big Water on Lake of the Woods, and thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, here's the strategy. Let's hope voters in North Dakota are dumb, because you have a solid pro-Trump state, you have a conservative state, you have a state that's values are very different than that which Heidi Heitkamp stands for. All right? She is a liberal EPA lawyer. She is very good politically. Therefore, the hope is you're stupid and that she can create enough noise and smoke and mirrors and, you know, photo ops. I think it's ridiculous. I think voters are smarter than that. They say, look, I want somebody that, if I like Donald Trump, I want somebody I actually know is going to support him when he's needed. You know, she votes against a number of the president's appointees and then touts the one she voted for. Well, I mean, come on. You're not batting too well there. The bottom line is she has never voted with the president when he needed her vote. Never. Never voted with a Republican majority when it was a do-or-die vote. Never. And, in fact, the opposite has happened. Kicked the oil and gas industry in the teeth and went the other way with Chuck Schumer on that flaring rule. So that's where the true colors show. Bob and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
Are you talking? Hi. Hi. I'm going to be a little bit more critical of Carson Wentz than you would be, Scott. I mean, he's supposed to be the leader of that team. And instead, in this instance, he just, you know, portrayed some mindless following. I mean, he had a great opportunity to be the leader of that team in regard to this visit to the White House, and he blew it.
Texter says, I'm sitting on the fence. Oh, no, he's saying Wentz is sitting on the fence. Greatly disappointed in Carson Wentz. You sit on the fence, Wentz, you get emasculated. You know, I thought he was saying I was sitting on the fence because I am, you know, I'm trying to walk in his shoes and know everything he's going with. But you make a very good point, Bob. You know, leaders get faced with tough decisions like that all the time, don't they?
Well, yeah. I mean, this was absolutely ridiculous. To me, 99.999% of his fans would have agreed to go along with going to the White House for the visit. And yet, you know, I don't know where he's coming from. I mean, I lost a lot of respect for Carson Wentz.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Matt in Wahpeton, you're next.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to call about Carson Wentz. He's not just a player on the Philadelphia Eagles. He should be the leader. He's the starting quarterback, and that's what they do. And for him to take and decide to go with the crowd instead of stepping up and saying, you know what, I'm a leader, I'm going to do this, that's where I have a problem. And the other thing is, too, that the whole fan base, some people talk about the fact that, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles, they, you know, they're loved by their fans or whatever. But they're not really loved by their fans when they do the things they're doing right now.
Matt, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Scott Hinman here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Farlson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thousand Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book. Read it. And pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thorlson. You'll enjoy it.
Life is for living. And at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true. Because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Reliable, affordable energy. That is what our neighbors in the lignite industry bring to us day in and day out. That's right, they're doing that. Most affordable electricity in the nation, some of the cleanest air in the nation, right here. And you flip on the switch and it's there. When it's cold, when it's hot, it's reliable and it's affordable. So join the team. Be part of them. Let's have their back. SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. One other clip from the president I want to play this hour specifically goes back to the conversation we were having about Heidi Heitkamp and how she votes. Because here's one chance she could have had to make a difference on a vote. Her vote could have been this vote that the president's talking about.
Obamacare. We had it done except for one vote, and that one vote was a very sad situation. Thumbs down. but it was done. It was a repeal and replace, but we're going to get a very similar effect. We will have Obamacare, the individual mandate's already gone. We're coming out with two plans over the next 4 weeks for great health insurance at a very, very low cost. And we essentially have restructured and decimated Obamacare. It will be essentially gone. The biggest thing is individual mandate, where you were mandated to spend money for insurance and in order not to get it, basically health care not to get it. A ridiculous situation. So you had to pay not to have health care and not to pay for health care. That was no good to start off with.
President Trump answering a question about the biggest accomplishment of the first 500 days, and he continues on and on and on, and it's a great list. So more as we go throughout the day, but don't forget Obamacare. Good news there. Two new plans coming out. I think that's extremely important before November. No doubt about it. All right, back to the phones here. 800-228-0550. Somebody just said, where is the do not call issue? We're going to do that at the bottom of next hour. Okay, so hang tight. That's coming up. We also have, for all of you folks waiting, hoping, praying, you get one of those deer tags, the application for the deer gun license later this week. Jeb Williams from the North Dakota Game and Fish going to join us in just a little bit. So he'll join us at the top of next hour, and then we'll do the do not call issue at the bottom of next hour, okay? Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. All right, Bill and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, I was calling about the Carson Wentz controversy, and I was wondering where you got the information that he wasn't planning on attending the White House event.
I'm sorry, I didn't get all that. Say again, Bill.
I was calling about Carson Wentz, and he was saying he wasn't planning on attending the White House event. But when I was reading Drudge Report this morning, Carson said that he was the report said that Carson and Doug Peterson were two of the people that were planning attending the event at the White House.
Yeah, I think they're going by the original statement from Carson Wentz that said he was coming. Now, here's the information we have from the White House, that he was joining other players at the Black History Museum in a counter-protest. Nick Foles was planning to attend. Carson Wentz was not. Very specific information about that. So, again, I did say that's from the White House. So but I also said I saw him say that he didn't see it as a political event, although that was, you know, information that was from some time ago. I didn't see anything current on that directly from Carson Wentz. So,
Well, this one was right from Carson Wentz, and he directly did say he was planning and he looked forward to going to the White House. And so was
the problem is, when did he say it, though? That's all I'm saying.
It was today's report that came out today in one of the Philadelphia papers.
Yeah, I guess what I'm getting at is I don't know when Carson Wentz said what they're using today in the papers. That's all I'm saying. I'll look up what you're talking about.
You know, before people start throwing him under the bus, you know, they probably should look at it because, you know, there's two conflicting statements there. And, you know, he's a good guy. And
I agree with you.
A lot of people are you know, making this mistake, assuming that's what went on. But according to Carson himself and in the paper, he was looking forward to going to that event.
Yeah, I'm going to dig that up because I've seen the quote from Carson about not going, and it isn't a quote from Carson. This was on May 22nd. I just found it. Among those who are looking forward to visiting the White House are head coach Doug Peterson and quarterback Carson Wentz. Here's Wentz from May 22nd. That's what it says in the story.
Okay.
I think it's just a cool way to receive the honor nationally and be recognized. I don't personally view it. I know some people do, and everyone has their opinion, but I don't view it as a political thing whatsoever. I don't mess with politics very often. So that's what he said originally. But again, the White House yesterday was saying that he was joining the protest event. So it something has changed. But this is, you and I are on the same page because I said the exact same thing you did. But it's just that the point is it was said May 22nd, including in today's story out of Philadelphia. Make sense?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, and Carson could clear it up, too. I mean, I guess if the White House has it wrong, we ought to know. But that isn't exactly the correct way. So let's see here. Maybe Carson Wentz can find a tunnel and hide in today. All right. You keep claiming the Eagles kneeled. Did they last year? I know they locked arms, but did they kneel? For Carson, amazing. If you received an unconfirmed report about Trump, you'd be screaming about fake news or nothing burger, but all of a sudden you get something out of the White House not confirmed and it's gospel. No, I'm just telling you where it came from. Oh, people. With Trump derangement syndrome, it tends to cloud their thinking a little bit. I feel sad for them. Carson is the leader of the team, but an employee of the Eagles. If the owner and managers tell them to boycott, they will or get benched. I wish he could separate politics and sports altogether and quit holding the flag and the national anthem hostage over social issues.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount for one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.